Hey, friends, and welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and today I'm going to give you a little peek into working with me one-on-one as a nutrition coach. These past few weeks, I have spent a lot of time counseling my one-on-one clients on how to navigate food rules, especially through the holidays. At the time of this recording, it is about a week after Thanksgiving, and I'm proud to report that each of them had a very different holiday experience than in years past, since taking a non-diet and intuitive approach. So today what I want to do is share some tips, share some prompts to really get you thinking about how you can stick up for your food choices and really learn to set boundaries when it comes to your food and your health. Hey, and if you enjoy listening to Fit Friends Happy Hour, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. We'll sometimes do giveaways if your review is read on the show, so you'll definitely want to do that. It's super easy. You can do it while you're listening. It takes 2 minutes. It means the world. So now let's get your notebook or your notes app ready, and let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Your friends, family, and your immediate circle have a powerful influence on forming your belief system. Even if their intentions are positive and mean well, many parents in particular raise their children with rules around what's okay and what's not okay to eat. It's important to, though, first understand what are your family food rules and how these rules might still be affecting you. So what we're going to do is I'm going to read through some of these questions, and I want you to reflect or maybe jot down some notes on whether or not these questions resonate with you. Did you grow up with rigid rules around mealtime? Did you eat dinner as a family regularly? Were you always expected to clean your plate? What were your rules around snacking? Were you allowed to have them? Was there conditions around snack time, what you could have, when you could have it? What were the vibes with desserts and sweets growing up? Did your family keep them in the house? What were the rules particularly around these sweet treats? Did you ever sneak food as a child, particularly when your parents weren't around? Or do you remember getting really excited to go to a friend's house or a cousin's house because their pantry was stocked with certain foods that were forbidden in your pantry? Was there pressure on you for your weight and your size growing up? Did your mom or dad or caretaker seem to have different food rules for you as opposed for themselves? I know I've had clients say that, you know, they had a brother who never struggled with his weight, and he was always allowed to eat whatever he wanted, but she always had different standards compared to the brother. Did anyone in your family diet regularly? Did your family talk about weight or bodies ever? What did they say about themselves? What did they say about others? Did your parents ever monitor your weight, or did they ever put you on a diet? Okay, that was a lot. So if this is making you feel a certain way, I want you to consider, bear with me for a minute and lean into that discomfort, and let's see what we can learn from it. After thinking about all these different rules and where they originate from, you know, maybe you need to rewind and listen to those again just to really reflect. How does it make you feel? I'm wondering, do you still agree with these beliefs, or what is your current thinking towards, say, a rule like cleaning your plate? You might have thoughts such as, you know, now I finish eating when I'm full, but growing up, I was always taught to clean my plate regardless of my hunger and fullness levels. Now I want you to think more recently about a time where someone did make a comment about your plate or your body, saying things like, did you really need that second brownie? Or, oh, that sweater is not very flattering on you. You've must have put on some quarantine 15 while you've been at home. How did that make you feel? How did you respond? Depending on how we respond to comments or how we don't respond, it can often trigger a backlash, which then results in overeating. Think like a rebel child, right? Since you made that comment, well, yes, I am going to eat the second brownie and however many freaking brownies that I want. It's important to recognize that ultimately, at the end of the day, we can't really control how others speak to us, even if we set those boundaries and try to express how their comments make us feel. We can, however, change how we speak to ourselves. And if you continue to speak to yourself in a critical negative way, it's very likely that you're going to respond like that negative rebel child, just as you would if someone else were speaking to you that way. Now think back to a recent negative thought that you had while in a social situation around food. Maybe something like, you had a burger and fries for lunch, so you better order a salad and make sure you don't eat too much at dinner. How would or how did that self-talk, what you said inside your head, how did that make you feel? Next, I want you to imagine if you responded to that above statement with something like, oh yeah, you want to tell me how much to eat? I'm actually going to order the loaded fries for dinner and a beer, and I might even have dessert after. Do you feel like a freaking 13-year-old or even worse, like a three-nager voicing their opinion about what to eat and when, and basically wanting to do the opposite of what you said? Now, what if you said something like, that burger was delicious and it really was satisfying at lunch. It was so good. I'm not super hungry yet, but I'll see what I feel like once I get to dinner. If I'm hungry, I might get another burger or sandwich type meal, or if I'm still not very hungry, I could always order a salad. Doesn't that just feel so much better? So much more calm, neutral even. If that feels like a stretch, that feels like, Katie, I am nowhere close to having that, I don't want to say normal, but that neutral, I guess is the best word I can think of, dialogue in my head, then consider practicing just objective, neutral statements, such as stating facts, recognizing that when I overeat, it makes me feel uncomfortable and it often makes me feel guilty. I will continue to work on listening to my body in the moment. Regularly practicing this type of reframing and restating things can really take away that very critical self-talk. My clients often find that the more they speak kind of more gently and more compassionate to themselves, the quieter that rebellion child inside of you gets. So that's really it for today's episode. Super quick. And if you enjoyed this counseling or coaching type style of episode, let me know. I'd love to hear what else you're struggling with and how I can support you. For more free tips and content, follow us on Instagram at FitFriendsHappyHour, or even better yet, screenshot this episode, share it to your Instagram story, and tag us so that we can say hi. Thanks again for listening and spending time with me today. Remember, you have the internal wisdom and you are the expert at your own body. Talk to you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.